Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, yesterday got off to a little bit of a slow start. What do you attribute that to? Big ice, a little bit tired?
Yeah, it's a good question, Kelly. I think maybe a combination of all that. Certainly, we were playing a rested team. And I think it did take us a little bit to just kind of get used to the how vast it is out there and how much more room that you actually have. And I thought we turned the puck over a little bit too much early on, and consequently we're giving up a number of chances. And I think as the game went on, I thought we got a little better adapted to it.
Well, I noticed after McLange had that play where she stole the puck right in the slot, your team certainly lit up. It was like it just shifted the momentum. Talk about her play on that one.
Yeah, great individual effort. You're exactly right. That's the kind of play that'll get the group fired up. And you know, we know it's we go on the road a lot of times. We say you gotta create your own energy, and that really comes from the bench and people being engaged and focused. And that was a play where everybody got up and was really appreciative of her effort. And you're right. I thought after that we got our feet going and had a much better last 7-8 minutes of that second period.
You get scoring from three seniors. I couldn't ask for a better leadership group. Abby Haluska got things started. Of course, that goal started down in your defensive end with Lauren Bench. That play was just an incredible smart play by Lauren.
Yeah, you know, she came out, handled the puck like she did, and made a play to Claire. And then Claire made just an outstanding pass. I mean, that went almost three zones and put it right on the tape for Abby and put her in. And great finish by Abby. You know, she's a right-handed shot coming down the right wing. That's not easy to beat a goalie far side like that. But she put a great shot, and that was big.
You get scoring from Jack Casa. I know she had a bit of a slow start in the first half of the season. Got a little dinged up, and then as of late she's been on fire. It's good to see her getting some scoring as well.
Oh, absolutely. That was a beautiful play again. Started by Ellie Mosier in our end, makes a long breakout pass to Grayson, and then Jack goes to that with her stick on the ice, and it was just a real nice feed by Grayson, and Jack's there to tip it in. And you're right, Jack's heating up, and it couldn't come at a better time, because I mentioned before how she really, really carried us down the stretch last year, and for her to get hot at this time is really big for our overall scoring.
And then some history was made last night, Haley Mack. I know you've coached her a very long time through part of her high school career and here at BSU, and her being a senior. How cool was it to see her get that shorthanded goal and break that record?
It was really, really neat. I think early on, it was St. Cloud had pulled their goalie with about 2:48 left in the game. So there was a number of shifts that we had out there. And there was one time where all three, Claire and Haley and Reese, are all piled up in front of their crease with a bunch of St. Cloud players jamming at the puck. And I'm thinking, somebody's got to be backed out to be F3. I mean, they're going to get a two-on-one. But, her shorthanded goal is just so classic. I mean, she just – like Shane mentioned, she would have knocked him over if he would have been out there the way she went after that puck. Great to see her break that record.
How was it your team was able to break out of the zone on that 4-on-6? I mean, you were shorthanded and they had pulled their goalie. Talk about the effort of your team defensively.
Yeah, again, a really heads-up play by Tina. I can't remember if she blocked a shot or intercepted a pass, but she had the – she had the poise to kind of hesitate, and Haley obviously read it. She didn't ice the puck. She just kind of laid it out there, and it became a foot race. And we know how fast Haley is, and you add that to the fact there's an empty net, and she's going to be tough to beat. And she went after a really good defenseman in Abby Thiessen and knocked her off the puck and got herself in position and put an empty netter in.
What's it going to take to beat St. Cloud State here, get three more points, and finish the regular season on a high note before playoffs?
Yeah, you know what? I really think the first period is going to be big for us. I just talked again about how the visiting team, you take care of business Friday. To come out in that Saturday, that first period, and really, really, really get after the home team, it could be big. And I want to see us have a good start. I think that could really carry us through the game. But, again, it's going to be managing the puck, doing a little better job in terms of not allowing the outnumbered rushes against, being a little better on our end. I thought we were a little bit too loose. And, again, Lauren Bench was outstanding. And I don't want that to be overlooked in terms of winning that game. She was really, really good for us. Some key areas. She made some really, really big saves. So we got to be better in front of her. We got to. She shouldn't have to make that many grade A saves. So if we can clean up those two areas, and I think if we can spend more time in the offensive zone, Kelly, it's all going to be good for us.
Coach, good luck. Go get that win today.
Thanks.